I want to, glory to God, I want to take a few minutes today. God is doing something in the earth. And anytime, I don't know if you know this, but I do. Anytime you set out to follow the Lord, to do what you believe he put in your heart, individually or collectively as a group, you will face opposition. It started from the day of Pentecost. Church suffered great persecution for their faith. If you read the history, if you read church history, you'll find out that a lot of saints was tortured, martyred, made fun of, fed to the lions. They did all kind of stuff to saints. And sometime, and let me say this, and sometime we get freedom, we don't realize what a price was paid for our freedom to worship. Amen. Some people take this nation, the United States of America, they take it for granted. But our forefathers somewhere many, many years ago, take time to say this, because we're celebrating our mothers and we're going to do a few things here today. And so, musicians, y'all stay in place. Many, many years ago, there was a declaration made. Because you get men, women, or people in leadership that don't respect God, they'll try to disband or get rid of anything that has to do with God. Amen. And they made a declaration, and one of the things they said about this nation, they said, we are what? One nation under God with what? Liberty and justice for all. But we've seen a lot of things from that time that declaration was made up until now that that's not, they didn't carry that out. But we as believers, we're going to carry it out. I'm not going to allow heathen, satanic people that don't believe God rob me of my freedom. Amen. Many, many, many years ago when the African-American people was in slavery, there was a declaration made that it wouldn't be practiced anymore. That all men were free, right? But yet, we don't understand that enemies still trying to put slavery. We get to looking at one thing and you find yourself bound to another thing. But what I'm really saying, that they want to take your rights away from you to worship and praise God. They're not getting mine. I'm going to praise him in the secret place. I'm going to praise him and worship him in the private place. I'm sure not going to be quiet in the public place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I don't know how many people is fully aware of the adversary and his tactic. Because some people think the devil's just working with people down in the slum. He doesn't mess with people in high places, but let me tell you. He's a devil every day. He'll mess with anybody to open up to him and allow him to interfere with their life. Amen? But Jesus came 2,000 years ago. Can you understand what I'm saying? He purchased our freedom, and nobody's going to take that from me. Are you going to give yours up? Come on, y'all act like y'all scared to talk this morning. Are you going to give up your freedom? I have the freedom to worship. I have the freedom to pray. Amen. There's no restriction on me. Now, Sometimes we sit in congregation, other people want to put a restriction on you, what you can or cannot do. But if I'm led of the Spirit, who has a right to interfere with what the Spirit of God saying to me? I believe I got scripture. He said, lift your hands in the sanctuary. I believe he says, sing aloud on instruments and your voice in the sanctuary. I believe he said that. I believe the scripture. I can't find where he said come together and just be real silent and quiet all the time. Amen. So this is my theme, or you can whatever you want to call it. Praise is what we've been created to do. And I won't talk about. I won't have time to talk about all of them, but I want to talk about a couple. Weapons, at least, talk about how praise can be used. I trust I have your attention. So you can do this together. We can do this together as a group that's like a collected group. You can do it individually. See, God is your God by yourself. God is our God all together. Amen. You got saved by yourself. I got saved by myself. Amen. So praise is what we've been created to do. You have the right to express yourself in the presence of God Almighty. He's a God to be praised. He's a God to be worshiped. So if you put Psalm 9, we'll read these verses, we'll get started. You know, some of you know, and I'll tell more about it in the future, but I won't take up time. Some of you know that I was attacked in my body. Amen. And I don't know if anybody familiar with a slip disc or bulging disc or stuff like that. So it's a fight because I'm healed. And I don't care what the devil say. I don't care what my body say. I'm telling my body how it is. Come on now. And so when you make a choice, what are you going to do? What am I going to do? Agree with what my body's saying? Agree with what the devil is saying? Agree with what God says? And I found in the Word, he said who his own self did what? Bear sins in his own body, where on the tree that we been dead to sin should live unto righteousness, and by his stripes you were healed. That's what he said. Now, did God lie to me? Is that a lie, or just something that's in there to take up space in the book called about? Is that a true statement? Didn't Jesus tell Satan when he came to him and said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Did you remember reading that? What did Jesus say to him? Satan, it's written. It was written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. What did Satan have to do? Pack his little duds and get out of town. Amen. So, I refuse to let Satan, people, circumstances, opposition, test and trial, had them all. Been there, done that, still stand against him. I refuse to let things rule my life. I didn't say that loosely. Jesus is Lord. Y'all, are you hearing me? I said, I didn't say that loosely. Jesus is Lord and nobody else. So, if he's in control of my life, because I gave him the right to be in control, I made some declarations. How many of you going to make some declaration if you haven't? We're going to do it today. Will you help me? Are you going to help me today? Are we going to be led by the Spirit? Are we going to live under our covenant rights? Or are we going to give in to the enemy and not allow our lives to be filled with the fullness of God? Look what the scripture says. I will. Who will?
I will.
Who will?